The Enterprise Takeaway is back for the third year. If you're in the F&B industry or thinking about it, how do you keep this love alive? L is for the labor you have to keep motivated and inspired. O is for the operational issues and how you need to keep things lean and mean. V is for the vendors and suppliers. E is for plans to expand in Malaysia and the world. Join us on Thursday, July 13th and take advantage of our early bird 1+1 special at bfm.my/takeaway. Presented to you by TM, business made easy.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. 2016 was a fairly good year for Malaysia's digital economy, especially for SMEs, not just adopting technology but also using it to transform and to innovate and to drive the business forwards. And there's a good reason to believe it will only continue this year, especially with the large industry players like Microsoft who continue to reach out to a variety of SMBs. So really, if you're an SME, the innovations and digital solutions are all available at your feet. And here with me today to talk about some of the innovations and solutions is Aziza Ali. She's the General Manager for Small and Mid-Market Solutions and Partners for Microsoft Malaysia. Aziza, welcome back to the show. It's been a while since I had a chat with you. Let's talk about the giants like yourself in Microsoft. We all know about, you know, the consumer side of the business, but over in your enterprise sector, how much of focus is there on these SMEs from, you know, Microsoft's point of view?
And thank you, Jeff, and it's good to be back. To get started, let me just reiterate in terms of Microsoft missions. Our mission is really to empower every person and every organization to achieve more. So when we meant every organizations, we truly meant every size of the organizations, from the small startups all the way to the enterprise, right? So if you look at from the startup perspective or from the SME perspective, they do have a couple of challenges, I would say. First is in terms of the resources. They do have limited resources, be it from the number of employees that they have, the capital investment that they have, and their ability to actually reach to the market. So for Microsoft, really, we do foster in terms of the innovations that it's actually supporting these small and medium organizations to really realize their true potentials. And the key differentiations with the Microsoft cloud technology is actually we do have the technology that's actually empower productivity, and we also do have the cloud intelligent cloud platform that also empowers in terms of the operations of the organizations. So the key differentiations of our cloud solutions in terms of the innovation is really about how exactly that we provide a very holistic identity approach, solutions and protections to the SME. And second is in terms of how exactly that we enabled productivity to these SMEs without compromise. And thirdly is in terms of the flexibility of the solutions that we have, coming in both from Microsoft as well as from our partners.
And what do SMEs require these days based on, you know, your discussions with them? So what are their needs and how do they differ from, you know, the large enterprise players?
So first and foremost is really SME doesn't have in terms of the resources to manage their back-end IT operations. Therefore, they will look for a solutions that actually will be able to empower their employees in terms of the productivity to be able to work from anywhere on any devices. Because to SMEs, they need to respond to the customers regardless of whether or not they're in the office, at home, or actually away in the field. So they need to be able to work anywhere and any devices, and that's one thing that we actually do provide. Second key thing is really SME doesn't have time to worry about, you know, the back-end servers that is actually required, and typically the enterprise will have resources to be managing those. So for SME, I need to be able to have a peace of mind that when I actually subscribe to cloud services, you are actually protecting me, protecting my data, protecting me in terms of the security that I need, be it the security for my devices all the way to the security of the data that's actually housed on the cloud services. So that is the key difference between the enterprise and the SME.
And how do you work with SMEs? I mean, with the lack of manpower compared to larger players, how do you reach out to them and, you know, get in touch with them and have that discussion?
So we do have, in terms of the driving, first of all, it's about driving awareness, right? We do drive the awareness with the SME in terms of what do they really need, either being starting up the business or the tips and the tricks in terms of how do you want to handle income tax with the government of Malaysia, or how do you actually improve in terms of your reach to the customers. So we do have a wide variety of awareness that we actually drive with SME. This is literally driven by currently two approach. One is actually via the bizjuice.com. That provides a lot of the expert coming in and talk about the specific subjects, whether or not it is HR, outsourcing of your HR, or financing, outsourcing of your financing. And also, we also do have the SMB Malaysia Facebook page to sort of connect with the community. At the same time, we also leverage on associations. We work with SME Corp. We work with the bar councils for the lawyers and legal professions. And we do work with some of the Chamber of Commerce to reach out to the SMEs. And we also have two strategic partners as well in terms of the telcos, which is Maxis as well as Telecom, that actually also provide us further reach to the SMEs.
Also, is there a lot of hand-holding when it comes to, you know, working with the startups in a sense, or the SMEs in a sense? I know you've got a great partner in terms of a Catch That Bus. Is there that that misconception that, you know, startups would require a lot of hand-holding, or are they, you know, quite daring enough to innovate themselves and, you know, taking on this new software and solutions from, you know, guys like Microsoft?
The startups, they are very innovative in terms of the ideas. What Microsoft do in partnership with, let's say, for example, MDEC or Magic, is really to show them how do they leverage on Microsoft Intelligent Cloud and the new innovations for them to actually foster ahead. So I give you an example. Now we actually have this one unique company that's actually catching on our latest innovation, which is artificial intelligence, leveraging on the conversations as a platform. It may sound very complicated, but literally what it means is actually this small IT companies are able to actually see that, hey, if I actually leverage on conversations as a platform, I can really support SME to actually provide better services for their customers. So these organizations has actually worked with some of the commerce entities, and what they were able to do is, the thing that you hate the most is when you have to call a line and then you have to wait, and then you have to, you know, wait a long time for someone to actually speak to you. Via conversation of this as a service or the chatbot, you literally can use your Facebook Messenger, Skype Messenger, or any type of conversation platform for you to actually simply ask questions, and automatically the artificial intelligence will be able to provide you the right answers. And imagine if SMEs can actually have this as their, you know, like their agents, right, which is actually work 24/7, yeah, leveraging on artificial intelligence to actually service their customers, and they don't have to hire a resource to actually be able to do that. So that's how we just showcase how exactly that technology can actually enable SMEs on how they can actually reach further to their customers and provide a better service to their customers.
Because developing softwares like, you know, a chatbot, an AI bot in that sense, it's obviously, you know, requires a lot of research and development. Yes. You know, and SMEs are, you know, capitalizing on Microsoft's, I guess, you know, in terms of their innovation or the progress that has been done and so forth.
Yes.
And like you mentioned, it's a 24-hour thing. AI don't stop in that sense. Right?
Exactly.
I'm speaking to Aziza Ali. She's the General Manager for Small and Mid-Market Solutions and also partners for Microsoft Malaysia. And we're talking about innovations for you, the SME. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Bankers, financiers and moneymakers. BFM 89.9.
This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu and I'm speaking to Aziza Ali. She's the General Manager for Small and Mid-Market Solutions and Partners for Microsoft Malaysia. And we're talking about innovations for you, the SME. And early on, we spoke about, you know, how Microsoft is reaching out to these SMEs and the discussions and what takes place and, you know, knowing about their requirements and the differences between, you know, them and the larger enterprise players. Aziza, how is Microsoft, you know, driving the digital transformation agenda here in Malaysia? Because we all know that, you know, Malaysia has this aspiration to be a digital economy.
We're very excited that government is dedicating 2017 to be the year of the internet economy. And SME being one of the key enabler of the economy is super critical. Mm. And if you look at the current statistics released by the government, only 70% roughly of the SMEs is actually leveraging the technology. Imagine if we are talking about digital economy and internet economy, really the fundamental is for the SMEs to be able to find out how exactly that they can leverage the technology in order for them to really reach new customers, be able to engage with their customers differently, and in terms of how they can actually literally optimize their operations. Because if you talk about having five people, how exactly that you maximize on your manpower to actually be able to be more efficient, and how do you become more innovative in terms of your products and offerings, right? So those are some of the key areas where Microsoft is looking at in working with the SMEs. And we, again, are very excited to be working with SME Corp and some of our other partners and associations to be able to actually educate the SMEs on what kind of technology platforms that they could leverage on Microsoft, be it from the productivity, which is leveraging on Microsoft Office 365, or from improving their business processes, which is leveraging on Microsoft Dynamics 365, or leveraging on our cloud infrastructure and intelligent cloud, which is on Azure platform. Mm. So those are the key areas that we are pursuing for this year.
And how is helping startups, like you work very closely with, you know, Catch That Bus, for example, how has, you know, working with startups helped the nation with this drive to a digital economy?
Yeah, so it all begins with the startups. And if you look at how startups can really disrupt the industries and disrupt the market because of their lack of legacy thinking in their mind. So we do have, or we do work with innovations like Magic and MDECT in terms of showcasing how exactly our intelligent innovations or our new innovations and how they can actually tap into that innovations. First, for startup especially, we do have what we call it BizSpark, which is a platform that can really go into, and Microsoft do provide not only the access to the tools, but also in terms of some of the coaching that we provide and the awareness that we do, be it at the universities as well as at the early innovations, early starting up of the innovations via the VCs and the organizations like MDEC, so that we actually really encourage the innovation across the SMEs.
Now, Aziza, not many may know about this, but perhaps you could explain a little bit about the Malaysia's 2012-2020 SME Master Plan, because Microsoft is obviously aligned with the SME Master Plan.
So as you can see, Malaysia government has actually released in terms of the SME Master Plan 2012 to 2020. The key aim behind it is how exactly that we can actually look at transforming the SMEs so that they can be a lot more competitive in the global market, right? So SMEs at different stages would really then require a different technology platform. At early stages, they probably would require to be more productive. At the later stages, how exactly that they can really tap into the Industry 4.0, that's actually it is the trend now, and how exactly that they can transform their business leveraging on this for them to be competitive globally. So for Microsoft, we are also emphasizing in terms of how exactly that for SMEs, for example, if they are within the manufacturing sectors, how they can adopt the smart manufacturing and how they can actually adopt the Internet of Things for them to actually be a lot more productive and competitive in the global market. So we do have in terms of at the startup, what exactly that you need and what kind of solutions that Microsoft can actually provide beyond productivity, because productivity is at our core, beyond productivity in terms of improving your business processes and in terms of how do you reach to more customers and more market leveraging on Microsoft platform, all the way into the higher of the SMEs in terms of leveraging the latest and greatest innovation.
And how can businesses, be whatever size they are, work with you, work with Microsoft? I mean, how could they tap into these new technologies to try out new things and hopefully change the world?
I do hope that we are open in terms of, I do hope that people recognize that Microsoft is an open organization. They can really approach us. So we do have a lot of the network of partners out there, so they can either approach Microsoft directly or via our partner for us to be able to support them in terms of their transformation. And I just wanted to give some of the examples of an interesting cases that we go through, right? So when we think about the business transformations, it is not just the new organization. So we have this uncle that's actually 70 years old, and he inherited, the business is actually already third generations, and it is actually doing a food coloring, right? This is very traditional businesses. And the employees, I think they have about 7 employees, and literally they run the business in the very small, in a very manual ways, right? And when they think about how they need to compete these days, then they actually approach one of our resellers, who then approaches us and say, how do we help this uncle? And they really adopt in terms of the Skype for Business for them to be able to connect more with their customers. They adopt Office 365 to enhance their processes. So you will be amazed to see that a 70-year-old uncle leveraging on these new technologies to actually improve the business. And the business is, I cannot imagine more traditional business than the food flavoring business in Malaysia.
And this is very micro SMEs as well,
right? This is very micro SMEs. So if you reach through your resellers to us, or you can reach directly to Microsoft through our SMB Malaysia Facebook, we will then be able to also support you on your business transformation.
And how much of a Facebook interaction then do Microsoft have? Because obviously a lot of these micro SMEs, their first point of entry to a digital world would be, you know, open a Facebook account,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Because that's the common thing.
Yes,
so is the Microsoft Facebook account then using this to reach out to these micro SMEs who are,
yes,
a lot of them, like you mentioned, are still so traditional, you know, they will issue you a receipt on a paper instead of a digital thing.
Yeah. So if you can imagine the uncle, just now, obviously the uncle didn't find us on Facebook. It was through our reseller channels. So we do have a broad reseller channels that can support the market in Malaysia. So obviously for those that's actually in the Facebook, yes, you can actually reach us through the Facebook. If not, then you can actually go through one of our resellers, and then we'll definitely more than happy to work.
And if these micro SMEs can adopt new technologies, you know, imagine what it could do for, you know, larger businesses in a
exactly.
sense. You know, for a company of 7 to do it,
yes,
I'm sure
exactly.
you could do it as well.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Is there an area that Microsoft is really looking into this year, especially fintech is such a big buzzword. You've got IoT as well, and you've got AI and stuff like that. Is there any area or sector that Microsoft is really excited about to work with partners who are working in these sectors?
We have solutions for multiple industries. We do have horizontal solutions. From the horizontal solutions perspective, we're focusing on the business productivity, business processes. So that's more from the horizontal perspective, as well as providing an intelligent infrastructure, right? Mm. So the simplest example is if you have a business and you really cannot afford to have a downtime. So therefore, you should actually put your business apps into the cloud, and Microsoft will then be able to support you running your business. And a lot of companies actually take advantage in terms of the disaster recovery of the business. They think that I can be down for 3 days, but literally you cannot afford to be down for 3 days. And the affordability now is actually even more so to be able to have that disaster recovery or the backup that you need to be able to run your business continuously. Those are the solutions that SME should not take for granted for. Second key areas that SME shouldn't take for granted for is in terms of the security. As you actually bring your business online, as you actually interact more using your smart devices and so on and so forth, you'll be amazed to see the exposure of those devices and those systems to the malware and ransomware. Be it small or large organizations, they are actually exposed to that. So we really emphasize the SME to actually evaluate in terms of the security areas as well, to make sure that they do consider who are the solution providers that can actually provide the end-to-end solutions for them in terms of the security, so that they do have peace of mind. So the other focus areas is really about the industry that they're really in. So if you look at the Malaysia, retail is one of the areas where we really focus on. And in retail, it's actually really going beyond in terms of the current point of sale systems. Because the current, just give an example, the current point of sale system provide to you the legacy information. That means it's only good for your accounting to count how many sales you have. Look at the new point of sales. One of our solution providers, which is Zilnet, they actually provide an approach for you to be able to get the data on the online or real life, right? So for you to be able to see how is your inventory stacking so that you'll be able to provide that to your customer when the customer need it is super critical, right? As opposed to you only have that data like 2-3 days later once you want to actually do your accounting. So make sure that you actually, when you evaluate your point of sales or for your solution, think about how does that help you in terms of your end customer. If it doesn't help you in terms of engaging your end customer, really your solutions doesn't really help your business to grow, because your customer will lead you to grow. So those are some of the industry solutions, be it from retail or from manufacturing, because we do have a breadth of solution partners that's actually developing on top of Microsoft platform. So in Malaysia, we do have 5,000 partner network that's actually have multitudes of solutions that will be able to fit into the needs of the SME in Malaysia.
And Aziza, what can we expect from Microsoft this year in terms of the SME sector? And also, you know, how can we keep ourselves up to date with what Microsoft is doing?
So definitely our focus this year is driving the awareness in SMEs in terms of how they can actually tap into the cloud platform for them to really grow their business for this year. And second is you can look out in terms of how exactly Microsoft releases new technologies. We just releases the product called Teams, and it should actually evangelize the way we work with each other even more. And there will be new innovations that we'll be releasing. So stay close touch with Microsoft either via our Facebook or via thebizjuice.com if you wanted to know more on the SME side. At the same time, we will also be announcing our collaborations further in terms of either with our two telcos that we work closely on, which is actually Telecom Malaysia and Maxis, as well as our collaboration with SME Corp and other associations.
I guess if anyone's, you know, running a business, is running an SME at the moment listening to this, and if you have any sort of challenges or you're not sure about, you know, the digital era, best is to just get in touch with Microsoft and just have a discussion. You never know where it's going to end up, right?
Yes, yes.
Anyways, I've been speaking to Aziza Ali. She's the General Manager for Small and Mid market solutions and partners for Microsoft Malaysia, talking about innovations for you, the SME. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.